This week, I'll be celebrating my 70th birthday anniversary. Big O birthdays tend to make a person reflect on where life has taken us. It seems fitting that the call of the wild this time is with a young man who's doing a lot of what I thought I'd be doing in my life. Nate Johnson and his partner Emily Durkee live in a yurt, gather and hunt their own food, make baskets and tools and birch bark canoes, and generally try to live lightly on the land. But Nate was not always a back-to-the-land kind of guy.
Oh, no. I mean, we definitely had outdoor experiences, and we took some family trips to the Boundary Waters and had some miserable experiences getting rained on, the torrential thunderstorms three nights in a row in the Boundary Waters. There's puddles in the tent, our sleeping bags are wet. Daytime comes, and you get eaten by deer flies and the ankle biters. And, you know, so I wouldn't necessarily say they were experiences that propelled me forward into the life in the woods.
Nate grew up in Park Rapids. His father was a family doctor, and his mother was a physical therapist who owned a local bookstore. After high school, he went to college and lived in the cities.
Yeah, I studied film and photography, which was more about, I wasn't sure what I was doing, and it was something that I enjoyed, not necessarily something I was called to. And I started to have this feeling like there was something that I had that I didn't know I had, that I was missing. And that was that inkling and that sort of feeling that, what is out there? What is this? Is this my life? And I wasn't particularly drawn to the pavement and the vehicles, and yeah. Started learning how to grow food. Like with a seed, I was so nervous to put my first seed in a pot. I'd never done it before when I didn't know what to do. It was, what do you know, it grew. The basil seed grew. That was a door that opened up, the seed.
Was it?
Yeah, and like being part of life in that way. So that was a big door.
The big door led him to learn a whole lot of skills and crafts that would lead him away from the cities and into the woods.
And, that led me to be interested in handcrafts and building and food and then learning how to not just be a consumer. The understanding of the history of things led me to try to find my own way to do it. Here with what was around in a way where I saw what was happening to what I was doing. I'd need this, so I go out into the woods and get this, and I can be part of that process. I can make the good decisions.
Nate met Emily when they were both teaching classes up at the folk school in Grand Marais.
Well, we only bought this land 2 years ago. We just started looking around what can we afford, which takes you pretty rural. And we wanted to be on water, and we wanted to be around. We pick and sell wild rice and eat a lot of wild rice. And we like to hunt and fish, and we, you know, we get all our own food mostly. And tap sugar maples and do a little trapping for fur, for which we tan hides. And
this week, I'm talking to Nate Johnson from Dora Lake, Minnesota. Their land is near the Lost 40, an interesting bit of old-growth land that surveyors somehow missed during the logging days. They built a house, of sorts.
Well, we live in a yurt that we built, which is a round dwelling based on Central Asian design, Mongolian and the Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, those countries. So it's built to professional specs, but we cut down trees and milled them up for the walls and cut poles out of the swamp and built everything from scratch. Emily sewed all the cover and insulation together, so.
The yurt is warm and cozy, even on a cold January day. A small wood stove is camped in the center, which also serves as their cook stove. They have about 360 square feet of living space, plus whatever space they can use above their heads.
Yeah, we have 3 inches of, it's like a polyester quilt batting that we sewed together. It comes in a huge roll, and we got a bunch of that and sewed it all together. And we try to maximize all our space, so we have a couple poles lashed that go over the wood stove for a drying rack.
Some would think that this is a very hard way to make a living, but for them, Each task is a unique challenge with its own unique rewards.
We try to do all the things that we need to do. So that encompasses food and clothing. And I do some tool making to make the tools that I use for my projects. And we do a lot, spend a majority of our time on food. That's the biggest issue, because we do try to do not all of our food, but almost all.
Early in the interview, I realized I could do several shows on Nate's skills: growing, gathering, tanning. But I decided to focus on a single skill. All that Nate does to trap and use the beaver.
We trap 5 or 6 every year, and we do it for food. We make a lot of beaver sausage and roasts and soups and things like that. And it can be good, and it's also like any wild game. An older, larger animal will often be stronger flavored and a little bit gamier, but we've just sort of learned how to prepare the animals. We trap with big body gripping traps, they're called. So the animal swims through it, and the jaws close around their neck, and it seems like a pretty fast way to go. In the winter, like if you come to our house or a lot of people's houses, we're like beavers. If you just come to our yurt, you would learn how to trap a beaver, because you would say, "Oh, look, I can put a trap here or here or here, because this is where they're always walking." And it's the same with the beaver. He basically lives in a yurt of sticks and mud, and has his little roots to his feed pile and his little hideaways and nooks that he goes to.
Nate and Emily have chosen a unique path in a sometimes too busy world, and they share what they are learning with others. I may have tucked my wilderness and sustainable living books up on a shelf, but it doesn't mean I can't follow and admire what others are doing to live gently on the earth.
Yeah, we don't make a lot of money, and we live in such a way, we're trying to live in such a way where we don't need to make that money, and trying to eliminate the expenses in exchange for our own work, because it's ultimately about our time. So we can spend our time making money so that we can buy the things we use. But we've found more reward in spending our time to make the things we use and eat, and rather than making money.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.